let's say if somebody asks you to do something, you don't particularly care to do it, you might say, well, I'll do that if you insist, but I'd
rather not to.
If a man owns 500 acres of land, speaking about the quantity of land, you'd say that he owns a
large amount of land.
Do people around here use the expression of right smart, say a right smart of land?
Well, maybe some.
If you wanted to agree with somebody, is there anything that you might say stronger than simply yes?
I think so. Right on cue.
Do you ever use the expression certainly?
That's certainly yes. But most of the time I would say yes.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to say, if you wanted to be polite when you were saying yes, say to an older man, you would say yes, you would say,
yes, sir.
And to a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd say if it wasn't just a little cold this morning, you might say it was
cold or cool.
If it wasn't just a little cold, it was
severely cold. Mm-hmm.
People say real cold?
Real cold, yeah. Yeah. I've heard those.
Mm-hmm. If you were a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid, like accidentally knocking off your plate of food,
I'd be angry.
Is there anything you might say to yourself? Say to yourself?
Other than being mad or something like that. Not that I can recall. Maybe so, but just as I say, just my way of thinking is the present.
What about if somebody has said something about you that you didn't appreciate and you heard about it, what might you say in reacting to that? Just some sort of expression?
Oh, the hell with it.
Have you ever heard somebody say, well, the idea of them saying something like
that? Yeah, I've heard that used too, the idea, yeah. Me, I'm
sure. Or something a little stronger.
My first expression would be, what the hell with it.
I think that would be my first expression.
Let's say, when you meet a friend of yours on the street, what do you say to him in the way of greeting him?
Hello.
Hello. And if you inquire about his health, you would say?
Inquire about his health,
you would say.
How are you doing?
Would you say the same thing to a stranger, somebody you didn't know? How are you? Mm-hmm. Let's say if somebody's been visiting you and they're about to leave and you would like them to come back sometime in the future, what might you say to them?
Come again.
And around December 25th, how do you greet somebody?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Is there anything that people say on Christmas Day, the first time they see the person in the...
Oh, Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you greet somebody on January 1st?
Oh, Happy New Year.
Is there an equivalent to Christmas gift for that time of year? Have you ever heard of that?
A presence. But you mean the expression of
right.
Term that you can
have? Something like that. New Year's gift. Nothing like that.
Yeah, maybe, but in this area, there are no gifts exchanged for New Year's. I know. Maybe in the north and the your northern and the Midwest and all, maybe so, where they have more foreigners than we have very few foreigners in this area. Oh, it's more or less Anglo-Saxon birds. But you're taking the Swedes and Poles and Germans and so they celebrate Christmas more deeply than we do here. But you know, it may last for several weeks after you're here, but Christmas Day has passed. Christmas is over, yeah, pretty much.